Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. That's Robert Cray on vocals. Pretty good blues guitarist, too. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm not so good on guitar. My website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. I'm excited about having Nancy Rozanoff back on the show. And Nancy's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours. She's our intuition expert on the Brain Trust. She's the author of Knowing When It's Right. She's the host of her own television show, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm so proud of her for creating that and for doing that. And she's our good friend. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
It's so good to be here, Jim. It really is great.
It's good to have you back. And I really like talking about intuition because, Nancy, before I met you, I thought women were had the franchise on intuition. And you've taught us that guys can do it too.
Oh, you know, intuition is part of the gift of being human.
We just have to, guys just have to work a little harder than ladies, I think.
I don't think they do at all. I think they just like to work harder than ladies.
Well, I always like to say that because it makes the ladies feel happy. You know, I'm trying.
Oh,
to be,
okay.
I always try to be a little bit charming, you know, Nancy. But no, I think you're right. I think that's one
of the
myths.
That's Southern charm, right?
Yeah, that's right. There's one of the myths that that ladies have perpetrated on us guys is that they had the franchise on intuition. But it really, as you say, it's all part of being human. It's part of the self-awareness blessing that humans got over most other animals.
Exactly. You're exactly right. You know, it's our capacity to really hear inspired ideas.
Right. Well, when does logic get in the way of our intuition?
Well, when we try to be logical too soon at the wrong time of the process. I think that logic is not opposed to intuition at all. That as an intuitive idea or thought or insight comes into the world, of course it happens in an orderly way. That order is a natural part of life too. We love that. Logic is when we try to grid something or overstructure it before it's ready. When we try to make something happen rather than use our abilities to actually help something come into life on its own.
Logic likes things perfect, doesn't it?
It's perfect from a very particular standpoint. Everything is perfect from you know, a life standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But the perfection of logic is this kind of grid that we've made up, this thing that we think things should be perfect.
Right. It's our paradigm for how things ought to look, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's not what's really true.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, see, one of the things that I've been thinking about a lot for the last year or so is perfection and excellence. Sometimes I've been accused of being a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never liked it when somebody accused me of being perfectionist because I know that things can't be perfect. There are no perfect things because not in our world because humans have so much to do with what's in our world. But the thing is, the things that we do, the things we use, the things that we, you know, the world around us, other than maybe say nature, is not perfect. And so when we try to be perfectionist, I think that's where we're setting ourselves up for failure. But what I try to focus on rather than perfection is excellence.
Yes, excellence
is
good.
And isn't excellence where we have the opportunity to find logic and intuition together?
I think so, absolutely, because what is that really? We're talking about being present, you know, being really attentive to what something, a situation, a problem, a product, a service, whatever it is, a client, what is it that they want right then? And so it really requires our attention and our interest. And when we're fully attentive and fully interested, that's where excellence comes from.
Mm-hmm.
We're responding to the need in the moment.
Isn't excellence also sort of saying, okay, this is as far as I can take the logic.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to pull the trigger. I can't wait any longer to take the next step. Now is the time to take the next step. Now is the time to do this. It's not perfect. It's not totally logical, but my intuition tells me this is as far as I can go with it. I've done my homework. I've done as much as I can, and I'm going to take the next step, even though what I'm seeing in front of me isn't exactly like I'd want it to be.
Yeah, it's really trusting that our ability to perceive the non-material, the non-physical part of life, the qualities of life, which is what our intuition does, that is real. And so that we can, because our intuition, you see, is connected to a whole other realm of information that is not bound by time.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can have a sense of the rightness of something, even though right in front of us, the physical reality right then, what we can perceive with our eyes, is not telling us that.
How do we balance logic and intuition?
Well, I think that we recognize that intuition is that sense of, okay, I have this sense that now it's time to go. And logic is, well, I want it to fit into my plan and into what I think should be. And so I think there's a constant juggling. You know, it's like there's no static here.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly moving and evaluating, and you wouldn't want either one of those to be in control. You know, you don't want to go off the cliff all the time,
mm-hmm.
doing things that are wild, and you don't want to get stuck in having to have everything known before you do it.
My friend Tom Feltenstein, in his book Uncommon Wisdom, wrote this. He said, the times when I've been my best, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit,
yeah.
The times when I've been my best is when I was willing to risk what I knew for what I might learn.
Oh, isn't that great?
I've never forgotten that.
Yes,
When I was willing
that.
To risk what I knew for what I might learn. I think that's the essence of entrepreneurialism.
I think it is, absolutely, because we have to learn. We're learning at every moment, every client, every opportunity. We're learning how to get better at being who we are and doing what we do.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if maybe when you've sort of arrived at that balance is when you can use logic to flex your intuition, and when you can use intuition to create things that are logical for you. What do you think?
Well, say what you mean by that. I'm not sure.
Well,
what you mean.
In other words, I'm thinking of an engineer.
Yeah.
You probably know a lot of engineers in your life.
Oh, I have, yeah.
And so, you know, an engineer, some engineers can never get out of their logical world.
Mm-hmm.
But some I've known have been able to use their logic to develop their intuition. They actually could live in both worlds. If you want to study logic, folks, if you want to see that in human form, talk to an engineer.
Yes, exactly right. And we'll say more when we get back, but
we love them anyway, Nancy. Quick
we
break.
Certainly do.
20 after. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Nancy Rosanoff. She's the author of Knowing When It's Right.
Down to the crossroads, down out of my
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this is our sixth anniversary with our good friend Nancy Rosanoff. Nancy, happy anniversary.
Jim, it is so great to have shared these years with you.
How about that? 6 years.
Yeah,
who would have thought it, right?
Who would have thought that we would have come this far? Both
that you'd still be putting up with me after all these years. Well, it's been a great relationship, and you're a very, very important member of our brain trust. And Nancy, when you joined us, there were, you know, probably only 40 or 50 people, 50, 60, maybe 100 people in our brain trust. Now that you're part of a community of experts, the largest community of small business experts in the world.
Really?
And that's over 400, approaching 500 members
now. Is that wonderful?
Yeah. So congratulations on 6 years with us.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being such a great resource for us. We're talking about intuition. By the way, your television show is called The Listening Place. Tell us where
that's
it's available.
Right. Well, it's on the Dish Network on Tuesday nights at 7:30, and it's on GTV, which is turning into ALT, you know, American Life Television.
Right.
And that's Sunday nights at 6:30.
All right. Congratulations. And that's the baby that you birthed there a couple of years ago. I'm really proud of you. Give us your website, please.
It's www.thelisteningplace.com.
Okay. Can we find out about the books there?
We sure can. Okay. You can go right from that one to my business, you know, the Intuition Business website.
Right, right.
It's all
right.
Connected.
Thelisteningplace.com.
Just like intuition, right? It's
right.
It's that interconnection.
But there is a "the" in front of Listening Place, right?
The Listening Place? Yep, thelisteningplace.com.
All right, check that out, folks. And anything Nancy has to say is worth the time and the effort that you put into it. Nancy, we're talking about the balance between logic and intuition, and I was having a little fun with my engineer friends just as we went to the break. And it is fun to talk to engineers because God bless them. We have to have them. We have to have people who can think that way and who can be dedicated to that way. But engineers have families. They live in a world that's not completely logical, and it's just kind of interesting to see how they move back and forth. And probably more than anybody else, you can watch them balancing their between logic and intuition, can't you?
You sure can, and it really is like entrepreneurs, as you were saying. And when you think about any new consumer product that makes it to the market, there's a part of that is purely intuitive because someone's got to receive or be aware and create that idea and then bring it into a reality. And that has a lot of intuition to it. But then the distribution of that idea and that product to a wide audience of consumers requires still intuition because you've got to feel your way through the whole thing, but a lot of logic. So if you looked at it as one whole process of from the idea to people actually being able to use that idea, the intuition, it plays a major role at the beginning, but without that kind of orderly distribution and systems behind it, it wouldn't get to where it needs to go.
So we need both, don't we?
We need both. They're both important parts. But if we get too hung up on the detail of the logical part of it at the wrong time, we're going to kill it.
I don't think I heard you say this just now, but I have heard you say it before, that intuition and logic are two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. They are part of the same thing. They're part of the process of living life, of allowing these ideas, inspired ideas, having them be realized.
Well, another thing talking about, I'll give the engineers a break and go over to entrepreneurs, which is something you just mentioned. And that is, it's interesting. It's kind of, I won't say fun because sometimes it's not fun, but it's interesting to watch an entrepreneur who is trying so hard to do the logical thing to not overly risk, too much and to try to do their homework and to try to make sure they're making good decisions. It's so interesting to see them have to leave all of that behind many times if they're going to take the next step. Not leave it behind so much as just not be totally devoted to logic. They can't be totally devoted. I don't believe you can accomplish anything entrepreneurial if you have to be totally devoted to logic.
Right. That's right. That's right. And that the idea itself, it's really having to be a good steward for the idea. And so,
say that again. Folks, this is going to be on the test.
Yes, the entrepreneurs, it's being a good steward for the idea that we receive.
Mm-hmm. Believing in your vision.
Yes, in your vision. And if we get too hung up on doing it the so-called right way, then we won't be able to be a good steward for the vision.
How does intuition fit in with failure?
Oh, well, failure, what is failure? Failure is that something didn't turn out the way we thought it should.
And learning what doesn't work.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and all of that's what we learn, and that's why problems are there for us to get better at who we are and get better at doing the job we have in front of us.
Problem solving, which is a lot of what small business owners do, cannot totally be done with logic. A lot of problem solving has to be done with intuition, doesn't it?
Yes, because intuition helps us see the situation from a broader perspective, from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. A problem is only a problem because of the way we're thinking about something. And so we have to change the way we think about it in order for the problem to disappear.
Right. Yeah.
And that requires an ability to get out of just the focus that you're in and allow yourself to get a broader focus.
Nancy, give us your website again, please.
www.thelisteningplace.com.
And her book is called Knowing When It's Right. Don't forget a television show on cable. Thank you, Nancy, for being here. You're the best. Happy anniversary, baby.
Same to you, Jim.
Nancy Rozanoff, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back real soon, I promise. Hopefully we'll be together 6 more years. Quick break, right back with Mark Mayberry after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.